I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
And every time I do these monologues on this particular topic, it pains me because I am a member of the Catholic community, and it just really, and a former member of law enforcement, knowing how these investigations take place, knowing that there are countless numbers, dozens upon dozens upon dozens of sexual assault cases that are conducted by law enforcement each and every year, and nobody ever finds out about the ones that are unfounded. So again, I'm having trouble with why the Catholic Church can't even follow their own rules now. Pope Francis laid all of this out. Everybody was very excited about the fact that there was the creation of an obligatory response and reporting that had to be given to allegations that were made by either whistleblowers or others coming forward alleging improper behavior by priests. But it doesn't seem to be sinking in. It's absolutely a miracle. Allegedly, a parishioner up in Baton Rouge came forward and notified the powers to be, and in this case, Bishop Michael Duca, about a priest up there and reaching out to an adult parishioner, allegedly making advances on that adult, talking about the type of sexual behavior that he engages in, and during the course of multiple conversations revealed to the parishioner that he also, in very descriptive terms, had abused young kids. Well, this parishioner went forward and provided the information to the powers to be in the Baton Rouge Archdiocese. Well, that should have triggered a whole bunch of things under the edicts that were set down, or you want to call it canonical law, whatever, by Pope Francis, which are related to as Vos Estis Lux Mundi. It was adopted in 2021, procedural norms that needed to take place relative to investigating bishops and the like. All of this was reported by The Pillar, as well as WBRZ up in Baton Rouge, television station up in Baton Rouge. So the allegation goes that Bishop Michael Duca discouraged the whistleblower from calling the police. Really? Why? Why would you do that? What do you have to hide? He knew that this local priest allegedly had admitted to this parishioner sexual contact with the minors. Of course, the priest denies the allegation, right? That's not out of the ordinary. But what we find is that none of the reporting systems set up by Pope Francis, a lot of it was not adhered to. There were very strict timelines, like 30 days for this to happen and so many days for that to happen. And it wasn't until more and more people started asking about what was going on and that they all realized that this was being handled in a way contrary to Vos Estis Lux Mundi, the 2021 procedural norms published by Pope Francis. And basically what this was, is the theme of it was to proceed without delay. One of the parishioners, Luke Zumo, a Baton Rouge Catholic, is the one that brought this information forward. And he filed a report in mid-February and was informed in late April by the officials of the Archdiocese of New Orleans that they had not received instructions on how to proceed with the case. Soon after a report that was done, where a lot of this was publicly released and talked about from the Pillar, and you can go check their publication out, pillarcatholic.com, on the Vatican's delayed action, Zumo was told by Archbishop Cecchio had been authorized, was told that Archbishop Cecchio had been authorized to conduct an investigation. The Vos Estis investigation, which is part of this obligatory reporting.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
And review. Zumo told the Pillar that Cecchio was told that he should complete the investigation within 50 days and send a report no later than 15 days after that. The Archdiocese has not responded to requests for additional information, although questions have been asked by multiple media outlets, and there's been no response. So the situation actually began in September 2025, when this adult Catholic male in the Baton Rouge Diocese alleges that Father Charbel Jamhouri, a Lebanese Maronite priest, who is then the pastor, yes, the pastor of St. Isidore the Farmer Parish in Baker, Louisiana, that he had attempted to coerce him into a sexual relationship, reportedly holding the man's hand, recounting a history of his own sexual activity, touching the man's lips, kissing his fingers, urging the man to massage him, and proposing sexual contact. The parishioner alleges at the same time Jamhouri disclosed to him prior possible acts of child sexual abuse, specifically oral sex, alleging recounting his preference for such activity in graphic detail. Jamhouri ultimately ends up telling the Pillar that he did not attempt this. He did not recount to the man the history of oral sex with minors. Instead, the priest said that the man was abusing him, though he declined to elaborate on the nature of that abuse, and they have not been able to determine whether or not there was any report filed by Father Jamhouri outlining allegations about this particular parishioner. Now, the diocesan officials had reportedly conducted a preliminary investigation. The priest, though, was not removed from office. The Diocesan Review Board was not contacted, nor was the Diocesan Safeguarding Office. So all of the provisions that the Catholic Church has bragged about, talked about, put into place as a result of the reforms under Pope Francis were violated. Allegedly. Now, the diocese did send Jamhouri for psychological evaluation, and in February removed him from his role as pastor. And Zumo's report alleges that the process undertaken in the case did not confirm to the diocesan safe and did not conform, excuse me, to the diocesan safe environment policies, and that it was wrong for Duca to discourage him from contacting the police, you think? He further argues that diocesan statements on the matter conceal the fact that the priest allegedly admitted to sexual contact with minors. In fact, went so far as to say that they didn't put any of this, a lot of this, in the report. It's as though the allegation never happened. He was upset, and rightfully so, because minors are at risk if this is an allegation. And they kept the families in the dark. It looks like they never did try to find out with any sufficient detail as to what kids he was talking about. What assignment was he at? Was it while he was there at St. Isidore the Farmer Parish in Baker, Louisiana? No one seems to know. For its part, the Diocese of Baton Rouge ends up telling the Pillar by email that in response to the report of these serious boundary violations, after extensive conversation with all the parties involved and an investigation which also included, finally, interviews by law enforcement, the diocesan investigation, and the full health, the health assessment of Father Jamhori, Bishop Duca determined that Father Jamhori be removed from his office as pastor of St. Isidore, effective immediately. This actually ended up being accomplished in early February. The diocese did not respond to follow-up questions from any of these individuals. You will recall that one of the allegations was that Bishop Michael Duca allegedly discouraged the whistleblower from calling the police after the local priest allegedly admitted to sexual contact with minors. Obviously, once police got involved and interviews were had and they started going down this trail, all of this stuff seems to have revealed itself, and which obviously caused the immediate action to be taken by the bishop. But what about the bishop's actions? This is not anything new. I've had several opportunities to interview the previous archbishop and simply ask, why not call law enforcement? This silly notion of this conflict between canonical law and the criminal law of the state of Louisiana is just that. Silly. And continuing forward, we're trying to square up the two. Meanwhile, our kids, your kids, being put at risk, albeit a small minority of sexual predators disguising as priests, is still existing. And the confidence and the trust that we should have in our respective parishes, our respective archdioceses, our respective Catholic leaders, we should not be knee-knocking on this issue. We should not be nervous on this issue. What we should be is confident that the leaders in this church community are going to do the right thing. That they will adhere to the time period set out, that they will not discourage people from going to law enforcement. In fact, to the contrary, they should be encouraging people to go to law enforcement. This silly practice of trying to protect the appearances of the Catholic Church at the expense of children has got to end. We should all demand it. It has to end now. It needs to be put to rest once and for all. And the only ones that can do it are the individuals that sit in the governing positions of this organization known as the Catholic Church. How many times do we have to be disappointed? How many times are we compelled to question our faith because of the inconsistencies of this church? How many times do we have to hear things that we know run completely, totally contrary to the manner in which they conduct themselves, otherwise known as hypocrisy. How many times? If you adhere to the edicts of Pope Francis, the immediate Vos Estis investigation, the immediate adherence to Vos Estis Lux Mundi, the 2021 procedural norms published by Pope Francis on this issue, you might, just might, have a better chance of saving the reputation of the church. But if this continues, I mean, read the room. How much reporting has to be done in almost every major city, every major diocese in this country, settling cases for sexual assault of children before we get it? Before we get it. Disappointing, in the very least. I don't know what you call it ultimately. But until we as Catholics stand up and start voicing our opinions on this issue, it's not going to go away. And I know that everyone believes that it won't happen in their parish. Go back and look at the historical list that they were compelled to provide at a point in time during this litigation, and you're going to be surprised as to what parishes this type of behavior actually occurred in. We'll be right back.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.